Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our new friend, Ryan Holiday, on the show. Ryan is the founder and partner of Brass Check Marketing. He formerly director of marketing at American Apparel. Formerly co-founder of Story Arc, which is a marketing company. He's the author of a number of books, including The Obstacle is the Way, including Growth Hacker, including Trust Me, I'm Lying, and the new book, which I'm very excited about, Ego is the Enemy. He's our new friend, Ryan Holiday. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience you were coming, and I was helping them, was reminding them about things that we've talked about on the show in the past, like the fact that fear and greed sounds like, when people say fear and greed, it sounds like it's bad. But, you know, we both know that fear sometimes can protect you, and sometimes greed helps you be innovative, right? So,
sure.
So fear and greed are not always bad. Ego is not always bad or good, is it? It can be either or.
Well, I think it's important to make the distinction between ego and confidence. And, you know, the Greeks talk about this a lot. They sort of say every virtue is a midpoint between two extremes. So in the way that bravery is between recklessness and cowardice,
right,
I might say that confidence or even humility is sort of halfway between egotism and, say, like self-loathing and crippling doubt.
So, all right, so give us your definition of ego.
Well, there's a wonderful line from Bill Walsh, where the football coach, where he says, you know, ego is when confidence becomes arrogant. And I would say it's also when we stop being able to see the world objectively or clearly or our own place in it, and we sort of replace it with our own illusion. You know, that we're better than other people, that we're smarter than other people, that we're special. You know, all these sort of unhelpful labels about ourselves that are really warping and changing our ability to interact with the world.
Right. You're only allowing the definition of ego to be a negative thing then.
I think so. You know,
because I'm not sure I completely subscribe to that, because when you hear about somebody say, oh, he's got a big ego, as if a medium-sized ego wouldn't be so bad, right?
Yeah, sure. But I think if you're defining ego as this sort of haze between us and the world, which is what I think it is, it's not really helpful context. It's unhelpful context is making it all about you.
Right.
I don't think that adds much positive to any situation. But being able to believe in yourself and knowing that you did the work and knowing your own abilities, I think that's essential, but the problem is when that ceases to be real and starts to become somewhat illusion.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I certainly don't disagree with you. What I think about is when ego is the enemy. What do we do about it when ego is the enemy? And so talk to us about, give us some examples of when ego is the enemy.
Well, I think when someone is just starting out, ego is particularly hard because we need to be learning and building a foundation. So there's a wonderful quote from Epictetus, who is a Stoic philosopher. He says, you know, one cannot learn that which they think they already know. And I think one of the real insidious effects of ego is this sort of know-it-allism, the idea that you know better than everyone else, you know it intuitively.
You mean like a talk show host, right?
but you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to be open and receptive to the rest of the world if you're convinced that you are inherently smarter and better than everyone else. So in a lot of ways, especially in young people, it prevents them from really developing the base of knowledge that they're going to need to grow throughout the rest of their life.
Well, can we say then that one of the markers of that is someone who does not listen, who refuses to listen?
That's exactly right. And you know, I think you've probably seen this over the years. The world is always giving you feedback, like little nudges and nods about maybe what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And if you're deaf to that, if you're not making adjustments as you go, oftentimes it requires some sort of catastrophic failure or wake-up call to finally get you to see what, you know, you could have picked up hints about for over the last couple of years.
I like the way you said that, and one of the things that I've said over the years is that opportunity, the world brings opportunity to the middle of the street and no further. You've got to go out in the middle of the street and claim it for yourself. But the advice it has for you, it brings that all the way into the house, doesn't it?
I think that's right. Or you could say opportunity knocks, but it doesn't knock super loudly. And if you're too busy, you know, listening to that voice inside your head, you're not going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. I need a website.
RyanHoliday.net is my website.
And that's Ryan with a Y, Holiday with one L. The book is called Ego is the Enemy. We're going to be back after these messages and talk some more about ego and how it can get you into trouble. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.